But right now, this was interesting. Health Canada has announced new warning labels to be printed directly on cigarettes in an effort to deter new smokers, encouraging quitting and reduce tobacco-related deaths. To talk about it, we welcome back into the program Haley Coleman from the Manitoba Lung Association. Haley, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you make of this idea, and how exactly will the labels look?
I think this is amazing. You know, Canada has a really strong tobacco strategy, and any way that we can deter or at least make people like question their decisions around smoking is great. So they have different like labeling on the actual cigarettes from what I've seen, from what they've shown to the public. And then they're also like redoing some other photos on the packaging. I believe this is a really great strategy because our society likes to see things repeated. So if we're able to repeat the same messaging, whether it's in schools, whether it's in health resources, and now on cigarettes, like I think that's great.
Yeah, and so I've seen some of them from Health Canada, what they put out, and it's literally on the cigarette, the word cigarette damages your organs. Another one says cigarettes cause cancer, tobacco smoke harms children. It goes on and on. And I wanted to touch on what you sort of said there, like we're a repetitive society. I think a lot of people, including myself, who never has smoked, when I heard this, I thought, well, first we had the packages. Now I understand 75% of the package is covered with a warning, and now it's on the cigarette. Will this actually deter people? Does this work?
You know, it's a great strategy. I think it's like one step closer, right? So if you were to think, I'm looking at a package and you're like so used to it having those gross photos on it, you know, you're going to kind of look past those photos if you're a smoker. But then now you're opening it up and you have little messages on your cigarettes. You know, it's like one extra thing to look at to make you question or to make you think about if this is a good decision. It's just like one more block, you know. That's the way I'm looking at it. And I think it's a great strategy.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I don't have an issue with it at all. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think whatever helps. I'm just wondering the magnitude of how it helps. And do you have any numbers of how we're doing in Manitoba, but specifically from when, like, I was around when the packages got the pictures of a lung that has been smoking for a while and the warnings on those and how graphic those can be. Did we see improvement in smoking going down when those labels came out? And could we see possibly the same if those results were high with these actually on the cigarettes?
We don't have stats specific like around the labeling, but like just 2020 alone, like our smoking prevalence in Manitoba was 13%, which is above the national average. So if you compare Manitoba to Canada, you know, I think it will, any little thing helps, right? You got to look at it as a big blanket picture, and it's not just about the labels. It's just, that's just one extra thing, which is amazing. But you got to think, what about group therapy? What about one-on-one therapy? You know, we have a few amazing programs in Manitoba alone that just helps you get to that quit process. We have the social impact bond, which is really great with the pharmacies. So check out your pharmacies to see what they have to offer for you. You know, it's kind of like a full package thing where it's like you can't just solve a mystery with one clue, right? So it's like each little thing helps. And I know like this is just going to help a little bit more.
Right.
And I think it's great.
Do we know the cost of the tobacco company for putting these labels on each individual cigarette?
I do not have that number, no.
Okay, and because I'm just wondering, like, this has to become tedious to them as well, and maybe that's another way of sort of attacking this problem of smoking.
That's a whole other subject. Big tobacco.
Fair enough. And I should probably get a tobacco company representative on, and then we have the debate and be fair. I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that too. I'll save that for when I can get a tobacco company executive on. And
right.
But along those lines, like I mean, that's part of the discussion with these labels, right? Is like, it's more tedious, it's more doing this, it's more warnings. I think the average listener, and I don't want to speak for them, but I think the average listener kind of goes, does this help? Because if somebody wants to smoke, they're going to smoke. But you mentioned these programs, and we'll get to those before we wrap up because they are great programs you've talked about on this program before. But I'm also wondering, like people at this point in this day and age, if they are still smoking, it has to be from the addiction. I can't imagine somebody just, I don't care, I like it, and I'm going to do it without the knowledge of what they're doing.
100%. You know, it is an addiction. And if you look at addictions as a whole, it's right up there with a heroin addiction. And, you know, we need to treat it as a high level addiction. But I'm looking at this label. So as a tobacco specialist for the province, I look at this label thing as more of a prevention thing. So not for the current heavy smokers, but more of like, hey, if you're a youth and you're vaping and now you're addicted to nicotine and you want to pick up that cigarette, it's just a little bit of extra deterrent. I'm looking at it as a society prevention thing for our younger adults and youth.
You know, I was going to ask you about that because the point I was trying to make also is it's the youth, right? So maybe there's some kids for 3 months sitting around on weekends is smoking, and then maybe one of them becomes pregnant or one of them develops a cough or somebody's grandparent in the circle sort of gets cancer. And then their friend a week later fires up a smoke that says, you know, cigarettes cause cancer. That's the thing that I think that we as non-smokers don't think that can affect somebody, but it really could when they actually see the label.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not looking at this for the current heavy smokers in our province. I'm looking at it as how can we deter younger adults from starting this process?
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting discussion. Now, I do want to get to some of the programs as well, because I'm glad that you feel and you've seen some results with the labels actually working and deterring some people. For those who do want to stop, I always like to mention the programs Manitoba Lung Association and yourself have going, which have been shown to be pretty effective, have they not?
Yeah, we have some really great programs. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, so we offer a bunch of little things because every person is unique in their quit process. So we offer group counseling through our Facebook group that has me and someone else as a tobacco monitor on there to help with any questions. We offer challenges throughout the year. We offer one-on-one counseling with myself. And then at a youth level, we offer the only education program for schools under 18, and that's called Lungs Are for Life. So we're really heavy with the prevention in the province, and we're really heavy with the cessation in the province. We also have a really, really strong provincial tobacco strategy that we're working towards with other great organizations and agencies, and it just really pairs well with Canada's tobacco strategy as well. So I think moving forward, if you are thinking of quitting, the first possible solution is reach out. So you can reach out to us at Manitoba Lung to find what best works for you. You can reach out to your pharmacist because there's some really great programs right now that you can access, you know, and it's just finding that sweet spot that works for you. And honestly, some of my clients take about 10 to 15 different tries and like figuring out what strategy works for them to really find what works. Right. And that's when they quit.
And I do want to end on this note because I don't want to come down on smokers, the career ones, or however the long-term ones, I should say, as opposed to career ones. But because I know a few, and some are in my circle or my family, and I feel bad for them because it is a struggle. Like, it's not like they want to keep smoking.
Yeah, like I said earlier, the addiction is right up there with a heroin addiction. So we really have to have some empathy and some grace around our heavy smokers and how challenging it is to really, really come off of that nicotine addiction. Like, our society knows how hard it is for heroin users to come off, so you have to kind of treat it as a really high level addiction. And I don't really feel that a lot of people understand that part of it, right? So
yeah, and the difference of the heroin point of view too is I don't know because I've never done that either, but it's so readily available and accepted in our society compared to heroin that I think that's part of the struggle, at least for the people in my circle.
That's another combo with big tobacco.
That's the other show, Haley.
Right?
But yeah, no, I just wanted to make that point. I don't want to, you know, mock or make fun of I hope I wasn't doing that with the people that struggle, because I think that everybody wants to. I don't know a smoker that doesn't want to quit.
It's been okayed in our society for so long. And because of that, it is literally at your fingertips. So that paired with how high level of an addiction it is, mixed with wherever you go, there's smokers, so you're constantly triggered. It's tough.
Yeah,
it is. Really tough.
I understand.
You have to give people grace and empathy and really allow them to understand, like, it's not their fault. You know, but there is a way to overcome it. You just need a great team and support system to do it.
Indeed. Yeah. Haley, this has been really good. I'm glad to see that you, at least with the Manitoba Lung Association, feel the new labels on the individual cigarettes will help. And it starts tomorrow, August 1st mm-hmm. with the new Health Canada recommendations. Finally, how can people get a hold of your programs or the Manitoba Lung Association if they hear this and go, I'd like some more information?
Absolutely. So you have our website for mb.lung.ca, or you can call our general line at 774-5501.
Appreciate your help and your insight, Haley. All the best.
Anytime. Thanks.
Haley Coleman, Manitoba Lung Association. And I read the first three that I saw from the picture Health Canada put out. The other three are cigarettes cause impotence, cigarettes cause leukemia, poison in every puff are just some of the labels that are now required on individual cigarettes inside the package. That have some graphic labeling as well with the warnings of smoking.